This is the Listening Post from WWNO New Orleans Public Radio. I'm your host, Jesse Hardman. Wayne Benjamin understands that after 9 years, some New Orleanians are ready to stop talking about the storm.
My father's like, you know, it'll never be something that goes away. And I guess it depends on where you're at, you know, as a person and what you've lost.
Benjamin lived displaced in Birmingham and Savannah for a while, watching TV news incessantly.
I really felt then like I had completely lost my city. I thought we'd never be back.
But Benjamin did come back. He had to. He's the voice of the city every weekday from 2 to 7.
Q9 to the 3 is your boy while we're inside the day party.
Tomorrow's the 9th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and Wild Wayne will be marshaling a second line parade in the Lower Ninth. Listening Post producer Kate Richardson joined me on my listening porch to hang with the DJ known as Wild Wayne.
It was the best listening porch session I've ever been to. And in addition to talking to Wild Wayne, we also got some voices from our Listening Post recording devices across the city. We asked people who and what is still missing from the city and what they think next year's 10th anniversary should be like. Here's what they had to say.
We have people that decided to stay in Houston, Texas, on the north side. My brother actually stayed in Texas. He said he wasn't returning to the city because the city hadn't evolved and it still hasn't gotten back to its original state. We are still struggling with jobs down here and housing is still high.
I think we should offer a quiet moment for all the people who died during Hurricane Katrina.
We should also celebrate the rebirth of the city, new mayor, streets got fixed, new schools, new libraries. We should celebrate the people that passed, but we should celebrate people that are coming into the city and doing things for the city.
I returned. I had been gone forever, and I was working for a social service agency, and we were helping a lot of the displaced people after Katrina, and I just realized that I had been away from home for too long and I had to come back, and I did. Within a year, I was back. I saw a good friend of mine whenever I was still in Fort Worth who had worked for the library and was at the Fort Worth Library in Texas, and she loved it. She never wanted to come back to New Orleans ever because she found that the city services and the supports and everything were just so much better elsewhere.
Let's go in the Ninth Ward and see what's been done around there. And let's go uptown and see what's been done up there in the 17th Ward. And go back down, further down in the Ninth Ward and see. And we're not talking about in the front. We're not talking about from the river to St. Claude Street. We're talking about from St. Claude to Florida Avenue, where I grew up, where it was beaming and bombing, and now nothing's happening 10 years later. Let's try that.
And as usual, we also sent out our questions via text message and got some great responses. One person said, New Orleans is getting better for the people who don't live here yet. Another person said, commemoration should be focused on those who were here. And someone suggested a collective funeral for those who passed in the storm.
Lonzie Beeman lives about a block from the site of the London Avenue canal breach in Gentilly. The local nonprofit, Levees.org, put up a state-sanctioned plaque there.
I see it every time I come home. And it's not a reminder to me, but it's a reminder to people that don't know.
The plaque's a testament to lives lost, but also to design failures by the Army Corps of Engineers that caused the flood. Government neglect before and after Katrina has been a continued theme the last 9 years. But with the world's cameras on New Orleans for the 10th anniversary, Wild Wayne says it should be a productive year around the city.
Watch, these potholes are getting fixed. They're going to fix the sewer system. They're going to finish all of these blight houses off. And I think that's kind of a sad little story, like that it would take something as monumental as that to make people actually get the job done.
This is the Listening Post. Head to WWNO.org to read more about us. Text the word hello to 504-224-5314 to join our project.